for all that he's done. We thank God for all the songs, the testimonies, and we thank God for all of our visitors, amen, friends that are here with us on today. We just thank God that he's a mighty good God. How many know God's good?
Yes.
Come on, how many know God's good?
Yes.
Amen. I believe God can make a way where there is no way. So we just thank God. We thank God for my wife, pressing her way, and we thank God for all of you. Amen. I like that song that Sister Margaret sang. Amen. My soul. How many know we have a soul?
Yes.
Well, how many know we have a soul?
Yes.
My soul says yes. Anybody want that soul just to say yes? Lord, my soul says yes. Amen. We thank God for seeing Juan Jimmy as always. It's good to see him. Amen. We did have some visitors that came in late. I know Sister Mia Landor's classmate, I believe that is mom to them. Are you the mom?
I am.
They're going to ask him to stand. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord. Thank God for having them with us. And we got back, and Brother Will said, I was tired of this old faucet. He changed the faucet, and you know, I don't know how, what was that in the back for? He changed the faucet. He said, what are we going to do with this? Because it leaked, and the wood and all was under there, so he took about 3 or 4 hours. So let's give him a hand and thank God. And I asked him, I said, how much do you owe? He said, I don't owe nothing. I said, we love those kind of blessings.
Yeah.
Amen. We thank God. We thank God for the sacrifice.
Spending
the time to do that. Amen. So much to be done in the house of God. All we have to do is just ask. Right?
Yeah.
And we can be blessed. But let us stand. We don't want to keep you too long. We thank God once again for the Sisters Keepers meeting on Friday night. Amen. And for God be with them. It's so important in these last days that we are each other's keepers. Brothers helping to keep the brothers, and sisters helping to keep the sisters. Because as Bishop says, holiness is always right. Amen. So we're going to ask you to stand and turn to Acts, the 20th chapter. And we're going to read verses 17 through 24 of this 20th chapter of Acts. Amen. If you don't have your Bible, it is on the screen. The 17th verse reads, this is Paul, this is right about Paul, and from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you in. That's a testimony. You know, I've been with you in all seasons, serving the Lord with humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost. Witnesses in every city saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Hallelujah. But how many can say none of those things?
None of those things.
But none of those things move me. chapter 4, we're going to read three verses of scripture there. Verses 6 through 8 of 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Paul writes, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He said, "I have fought Lord, thank you, a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his." Lord, we bless you and we thank you today. Lord, we thank you for mine to serve you in the land of the living. Lord, we thank you for mine to assemble ourselves together. Lord, we thank you for the freedom, Lord, and the liberty that we have to come together to worship. Oh God, as we pray for our brethren on foreign fields that are suffering persecution for the faith, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you've been so good. Lord, we thank you that you've been so merciful. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you've planted us in this place. Now, Lord, on today we ask you to give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of God would say to the church. Lord, we ask you to touch some heart today. Lord, touch some mind today. Lord, give somebody a mind to cry out from the depths of their heart, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord, we ask you to send a word of conviction. Lord, we ask you to send a word of anointing. Lord, move through this place and touch somebody. And for this, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Amen. This is Paul near the end of his journey. Amen. He says in the 20th chapter, he says, "You all know how I've served the Lord." Anybody got a testimony? How they served the Lord? How they walked with the Lord? How they have been faithful to God? Paul said, "Well, you know how I walked before God in all seasons." He said, "You know, in the good, I was faithful. In the bad, I was faithful. I was faithful to God." Say, tell somebody, in all seasons. Amen. He never changed. He goes on to say in his 22nd verse of the 20th chapter of Acts, "And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit." Amen. If you're going to be in anything, be in the Spirit. Amen. "For the Spirit of the Lord is in liberty." God's Spirit sets free. God's Spirit heals. God's Spirit delivers. So Paul said, "If I'm going to go," he said, "I'm going in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things which shall befall me there, except," say means "except that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying, bonds and affliction abide me." He said, even though I realize it's going to be a challenging and a difficult time, none of those things. A lot of Christians right about now moved because Trump is the president. But guess what? None of those things. If Hillary, I wouldn't give her her proper title, but I'm not going to give her a title, but if Hillary was in office, none of those things. We call Hillary the nice name. Hillary the provocator. Oh, no. Now, this is God. But none of those things move me. Why? Our hope is not in the system. Our hope is not even in the office. God said there's praise for them, but how do you know that God is in full control? Neither count of my life. And he's giving a testimony. He said, even though I realize I'm going to have difficulties. And at one point he said he had to even fight with the wild beasts of Ephesus. But he said, none of those things move me.
That's right.
this so that I might finish my course with joy. There's a whole lot of people in church, but where is the joy? Amen. I heard Jesus say, and I know Jesus said, he's right. He said, the joy that I give you, Lord, I thank you. The joy that I give you, the world can't give it to you. He said, the joy that I give you, the world. He said, even greater than that, the peace that I give you, the world can't give it to you. He said, the peace I give, the world can't. So you got to stay in God.
I'm going to
Politicians, they've been running for presidency, and somebody opened the closet. I ain't gonna use no names for the sake of keeping good to them. But you know, some a few years ago, somebody, maybe was from Massachusetts, was running for president. And somebody opened the closet. And when they opened the closet, some skeletons came out. For the sake of his family and himself, he said, I'm going to draw out the presence. Because somebody opened the closet.
That's right.
There was a governor, I believe he was in South Carolina. He's not going to resign from our government, see, because somebody opened the closet. Paul said, open my closet. Ain't no skeletons in my closet.
Come on. That's right.
There ain't nothing in my closet can bring dishonor and disgrace to God. Because I have kept the faith. Saints of God today, brothers and sisters, if you got some stuff in the closet, clean it out. Every closet one day will get open. Every closet. And I was preparing for this. I used to work at a boarding school some years ago. And every once in a while, you know, just like on some of y'all's job, they do a surprise inspection. You know, they do a surprise inspection. Say, let's see what's going on in here. And everybody's all happy until you get too close to the closet. And those who are smiling are now looking at each other. What? Yes, you know. Right, so when you got too close to the closet, the mood changed. Because they were afraid what was about to come out? The closet. And then we opened the closet, all of those skeletons came falling out the closet. Now, your closet, only you got a key to that closet. Only you can put stuff in it, and only you can take stuff out of it. Well, you don't got the key.
All right.
A lock. So the only way you could get in there is you had to
put it in
there. I'm so glad.
All right.
I give my wife all my keys.
All right. Praise God.
To my closet.
Amen.
You know what I mean? When I get home, my wife said, where's your phone?
All right.
Because I have kept
my
faith is not to you. My faith is to God. If you don't ever go anywhere with me, I still have to represent
God.
When somebody asks, ugly, I still have to represent
God.
Matter of fact, I went to Home Depot not too long ago. And this guy was struggling with some stuff. I said, sir, would you like for me to help you? He said, well, no, I got us, well, I'll help you anyway. So he said, thank you. And I'm not trying to do it to be seen, and I don't even tell him who I am or where I'm from. I just do it because I'm a child of God. Didn't the Bible say as a child of God, you're supposed to let your light shine?
Yes, yes.
I wonder how many of them turn their candle off. You're supposed to let your light so shine before the church. If you say this, like sound before all men, is that saved and unsaved?
Amen.
Is that in church and out of church?
Amen.
So maybe some of us need to go clean out our
closet.
Because we have not kept the faith. Because when I keep the faith, I walk in this way.
Amen.
That's called holiness.
That's right.
And I walk in the way.
That's right.
When nobody else don't see me, I still got to walk. I would mess with some stuff, but you know, a lot of Now we talk about the what? Skeletons.
Yes, yes.
How many know skeletons are pretty grossly looking stuff?
Yeah.
Who won't mess with skeletons? Matter of fact, if you walk down the street and you see a skeleton, even if it's an animal, you do what? Go on the other side. If you drive in your car and you see a skeleton, you try it. You'll tear your car up. You'll tear your car up trying to avoid. How many know skeletons? In the closet. Stuff that if you get out, I won't look so good.
Jesus.
If somebody find out about this, I won't look so good.
Jesus.
It's time to clean out the closet. It's time to get all this stuff out the closet. When they go to the closet, just sit back and relax. Hey, nothing to worry about. Because I'm Jesus, and I'm Jesus only.
Yes.
Anybody who is Jesus only, folks?
Yes.
If I'm Jesus only, you know what that means? The devil can't tempt me to sin against God. I didn't get to y'all's stuff yet. Y'all go back and go through this stuff.
Yes.
I was telling my wife, you know, I got emails, and I get lost emails. Like, I get so aggravated on my email, they say only Asian women. Like, how they get in my email? I'm just curious. How they get in my email? God, my ways, I ain't never opened the book. Because I don't want no skeletons. Because we all smart enough to know that they say, they advertise something you didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
When you open it up, you're going to get something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm asking for?
That's right.
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help you out a little bit.
Yeah.
So when somebody sees you something, I got a surprise for you, so I got one for you too. Delete it. Because you say, well, now, the reason I'm trying to help you out is sometimes when you open that stuff, they get a virus.
Yeah, right.
So you cannot. You go to one site to try to close it, and it opens up. The one time when we did have a skeleton, we got it together. It was on my wife's computer in the office. Somebody ripped on her computer and put a virus on it. I looked at her, and she said, I didn't do it. Seriously, they put a virus on it because they were trying to sell us a program. I said, I don't want the program, so they put a virus on it. Brother Chris had to fix it. So when they put the virus on it, we can close out this pornography garbage site no matter how much we try. And we didn't put it on there. And we didn't open it up.
Mm.
So the devil knows that the child of God is not going to go out and deliberately sin. How many of us are going to go deliberately sin? Absolutely none of us. So the devil doesn't come in the front door. You always begin the. I'm trying to help God out. I'm trying. Come on, get the. You want to get rid of some skeletons? Right. Your computer and your cell phone, if you're not careful, will take you there. Yes, it will. Because you're going. You can always tell when people are so guilty. You always tell when people are guilty. They be doing something on the phone, you sure be. You're like, I'll come back later. you already missed the whole coming later. Well, you can always tell when somebody has some skeletons
Jesus.
In their closet. Cause when you catch them in it, they don't hook up on you. They don't even. They don't really know your name anymore. They can't even figure out what your name is. Because they're trying to get the skeleton. Don't allow the devil to use the media.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, LinkedIn. Listen, I did LinkedIn because when we were doing fundraising, I'm almost finished. I did LinkedIn when we were doing fundraising because my college mate said, all of these guys RTI graduated, they all billionaires, millionaires. She said, listen, LinkedIn, you can hook into them and you can get more money. And he gave like $1,000. I said, okay. I said, well, LinkedIn is a business site, right? That can't be too bad. So I set up a LinkedIn account. All day long, I'm getting LinkedIn. From morning to night. That was the bad part. I thought LinkedIn was a professional business site. Then all these half-unclad ladies start sending me LinkedIn requests. I was like, this is only after 3 days. It took me 2 weeks to get that off my account. You know what the devil said? He said, I haven't tempted you enough yet, so I can't get rid of it. I said, wait. There's nothing wrong with Facebook. Facebook is great, and your friends are great. It's those friends of friends that you gotta watch. Seriously, friends and friends, right? Because every once in a while I go on my daughter's thing to do something, and after a minute I have to just turn it off. I can't even do it. I said, I just stick to the phone. You know? Honest the truth. The media got too many skeletons in our closets. Yes. And you know it's wrong, because if you're a woman, if your husband comes by, you're trying to pull it out. But you forget to delete the history, and they're smart enough to go check it out. Jesus. You're going to pull it out and delete the history. Jesus. And if you're a man, when your wife comes, you're trying. Those are skeletons in your closet. If you have skeletons in your closet, you have not kept the faith. Because the faith is a way of life. The faith is a walk. That's all I'm saying. That's good. You said you should have did this in the beginning. Oh, all right. Oh, you already checked it all out? She said she didn't. No, she's going to check it out. And if she has to check my phone, I have to worry about that. I have not kept the faith. We're living in a very dangerous time as far as social media and everything is concerned. You don't have to look for trouble on the media. Trouble will find you. You have to be godly enough to say, I cannot be tempted by the devil. We have to be wise enough to make a godly decision. If we were to search our souls today, you know if you got skeletons, and God knows if you have skeletons. But it's time for us to come clean. David, after he messed up, he said, Lord, cleanse me. He said, wash me and I shall be cleansed. Cleanse me and I shall be whiter than snow. But you have to ask God to cleanse you if you messed up.
Amen.
Keep the faith. Your faith should be between you and God. If everybody else turns their back on God, don't ever turn your back on God. Stay with God. Hold on to God. I've had some great friends and people through the years. It hurt that they walked away from God. But personally, I knew God's been too good to me. Keep the faith. If you have skeletons in your closet,